Right now it is time to check sports, and we'll bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I started off the show earlier this morning. I don't watch much news, but every once in a while I notice things that news does. Now, listen, you know I'm a big fan of Tiger Woods. I know he's had a lot of problems in his life, but I'm still a fan of his, and I could see them reporting his accident, okay? But wall-to-wall coverage for, I think it was, 6 hours. That was the only story that they were covering.
Wow, that's funny, because I couldn't find the news station carrying it when I heard about it.
Oh, it was, Mike, maybe it's when I got home after. And you know what they did? They talked about it for hours with experts about automobile accidents, with this, with that. And the only video they had to show was them, the police, you know, looking at the car, tagging everything, and finally removing the car.
Yeah, it was very vague.
But it just went on for hours, and they really had no information.
No, nope. Just one car accident. Just at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is very fishy, and no skid marks on the road.
But you know, the whole thing was they didn't have any information. Report the story, and then wait till you get the information, and then come back and
sketchy stuff.
And just do another report. It was just like. I kept turning back from the Discovery Channel from Netflix just to see if they were still on that same story, and indeed they were. Well, anyways, it's
a lot of reporting, but a lot of reporting about nothing.
Nothing. There was no information to report. The only information they had to report that they had accurate that Tiger Woods was in an accident and he was taken to the hospital. That was it.
It's accurate if you believe it. I don't know what to believe. There's no evidence. There's nothing there. What happened?
Yeah, anyways.
It's a car that's turned over.
And so anyways, it was one of those, just one of those. There's got to be other things going on in the world. There has to be other things going on.
No, there's nothing going on in the world. Every morning I go to school and I go drive to the gas station, it's 10 cents higher. There's nothing going on in the world.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Gas has gone up 75 cents in a month here. That's real good. Good job.
Yeah, all right. I want to move on here, and Cam Newton says he's not ready to retire after one season with the Patriots. He says there aren't 32 guys better than me. Well,
want to bet?
Yeah. According to NFL coaches, there are.
He probably doesn't need a press agent. Him and Kaepernick should form a union. The We Suck as Quarterbacks union, and nobody wants to hire us.
Yeah, but there's a difference between Kaepernick and there's a difference between this guy. This,
as far as football playing goes,
not
much.
No, as to the reason, as to who they are. I mean, one's a crybaby, one's not.
Oh, no. They're both crybabies.
I don't think so.
Cam Newton's not a crybaby?
No, Cam Newton is.
So's Kaepernick.
I don't think
so. Because he's been crying for the last 5 years.
You might call it crying. I've been saying, I'll call it fighting for what he believes in, whether or not you. But anyways.
Well, I believe in something. I believe he stinks. And I think that if you're not capable of doing a job, you don't get a job. Yeah. And that's the reason why Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Kaepernick can believe anything he wants to. If he was a good quarterback, he'd have a job. I'd bet my last dime on that. He's not a good quarterback.
No, he turned out to be just an average quarterback, and there's
average at best.
And the same thing about Cam Newton. Anyways, we'll just move on from them and go to better news, and that is, the Nets are playing some pretty good basketball.
Are they?
Yeah, they've won seven straight.
Wow.
Yeah, they've won seven straight.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they actually look pretty good. I mean, they came out of nowhere to do that, but they have. And in hockey, the Rangers are the Rangers. I mean, it's hard to follow. I don't know.
I spoke to a friend of mine. My buddy was Mark Friedrich's roommate, and we're both big hockey fans going way, way back. And we both said the same thing at the same time and hadn't spoken to each other. Who are these people playing? It's not only the Rangers. It's the Devils. It's everybody. Every team had, like, marquee names that, you know, represented a team. You knew who they were. These guys haven't. There's nobody.
I was going to say that. Normally, when you're even if it's the start of a new season, normally when you're a week into the season or 2 weeks, you know the names. You know the people playing. You know.
Not now.
You look at the Rangers. I'm a Ranger fan. I'm a Ranger fan. I look at that lineup, and I've got a blank face. Yeah, I got a blank face. You need that connection to root for these individuals on the teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes hockey and baseball and football. You form an affiliation with someone you really like on the team.
Right.
But when there's nobody on the team that stands out, it's mm-hmm. really hard to follow that team.
No, there's not one. I mean, it is what it is, and I like hockey. I like hockey's like my second favorite sport. I don't know anybody playing for a whole lot of teams. I watch games, and I'm like, who are these guys? I might as well be watching anything. There's nobody there. There's nobody like you focus to watch. I don't know what's happening with hockey, but it's not too good.
No, but sooner or later they're gonna have to do something. Maybe it's because we were all so removed from it, from the pandemic and everything like that. But still,
that's possible.
Yeah, but still, they've got to do something because they've got to get some rivalries going between players and teams again, because you know that's what you used to live for when you're a Ranger fan or a Bruin fan, or even an Islander fan. I mean, like, remember the Islanders and the Rangers? I mean, you want to talk about rivalries? That was one of the greatest rivalries around, and the Islanders just beat the Rangers, beat them like a drum.
Everybody beats the Rangers. That's the problem. And like you said about rivalries, and you have the Rangers, who are one of the original eight teams with the Bruins. They don't play the Canadiens all year.
Yeah, how stupid is that?
They don't play the Canadiens all year. Yeah. It makes no sense. The Canadiens and Toronto. I guess it's because of the laws the countries have now regarding the flu or the virus or whatever you want to call it. All the Canadian teams are in their own conference. So you go from Montreal, Toronto, all the way out to Vancouver. I thought the reason of these things was to limit travel, for whatever reason they decided to. How's that limit travel in Canada? That doesn't make, isn't it easier to go from New York or Boston or Buffalo to Montreal and Toronto than to go from Vancouver to Montreal?
Yeah, I guess, but I guess they can't come to the United States.
Yeah, I guess they're verboten, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, it's just, but, and I think that's a big problem with what's happening in hockey and even in basketball. I'll be honest with you, you know, you've been so disattached to it now for how long? It's almost like, okay, I've lived this long without it. Unless they're a really great team, I can live without it again.
And you know, it's the same thing that's going to happen with the Blue Jays, because they're verboten. There's not enough teams in Canada to support the Blue Jays playing anybody, because there are no other teams in Canada. So they're playing their season out of their Dunedin complex in Florida until the Fuhrer up in Canada raises his rules that they can have back in Canada. So it's pretty bizarre. People don't remember, last year the Blue Jays played in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to go through countries. I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
All right, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, something about racing, which is pretty bad. You know how you have these big conglomerate companies like Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon that put all the mom-and-pop shops out of business? Well, add Churchill Downs to that list. Since Churchill Downs have been acquiring racetracacks like Calder and Hollywood and Arlington, and I mentioned those three, is because Calder's gone. Hollywood is where the football team, whoever is in L.A., is playing. And now Arlington is dead. Arlington's up for sale for land development. So whoever is Churchill Downs, because it's not horse people, like I said, whoever is Churchill Downs, sole purpose is to destroy horse racing. Fairgrounds is on the skids. And if it wasn't for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, Churchill Downs itself would be on the skids. So people need to be aware of what's going on. Churchill Downs is a bad bunch of people, and all they're doing is destroying horse racing.
It's like everything else in America. The bigger and the more money you have, the more you can buy up. And you know what?
Well, it's not the more money you have. It's the people with the money that are allowed to do these things.
It happened.
That's the thing.
It happened in the radio industry 20 years ago when Cumulus and all these big companies bought up all these small stations. And these companies own, there's only 5,500 radio stations in the country, and almost 3,000 of them are owned by two companies.
Yeah, and it's bad when you're talking about the industry you're in, which is the radio, when you have, you said, 5,500 stations owned by two companies, those two companies can put a narrative out there, and they could do whatever they want because they control the airwaves, just like Churchill Downs can do whatever they want because they control that group of racetracks. It's not good.
Yeah. It really isn't. I mean, well, anyway, that's a look.
You know
at
what's been quiet, though?
What?
Baseball.
Yeah, real quiet.
I mean, it started last week, and there's really nothing reportable going on yet.
No, and
they start playing, I think this weekend or beginning of next week, they start games. So maybe there'll be something going on with that. But there's really no big stories coming out. The only thing that the stories are the over-unders, and the Dodgers are at 104, and the Yankees are at 95. Can you spell under for me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, you know, signing one guy put the Dodgers to immortality. And I don't know on the pitching staff for the Yankees who's going to win 95 games.
And we'll find out. No, but I'm so glad baseball is back because I have another outlet that I can watch. And
it was great. I was watching on I had to pay for it. It cost $6 a month, and I hate to do it, but it's the only way I can see it. ESPN Plus, which kills me to give them guys money, but to watch college baseball. So I was watching Miami against Florida all weekend last weekend, and I got internet savvy fast because I had to.
Yeah, but I love the major.
It's real good watching baseball, believe me.
I love the Major League Baseball Network. I think it's one of the best networks around. I just love it. So, all right, I guess I'll check with you later on this week.
Yeah, we'll be back Friday. There's a lot of big stakes races at Gulfstream. I'll narrow it down for a few for us.
All right, take care, Mike.
Have a good day, guys.
Mike Cosio with the Check on Sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club.